Good evening, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe. Where neighbors care for neighbors. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And by Days in Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. The Doan family continues to spread holiday cheer at Bay City's beloved Santa House near Veterans Memorial Park, a long-standing tradition that brings the Christmas spirit to life for visitors of all ages. Inside the festively decorated cabin, guests are greeted by twinkling lights, animated elves, and a miniature train running overhead, a favorite attraction for children. The highlight remains meeting Santa himself, carrying on a custom that began more than three decades ago thanks to Mary Ida Doan and her late husband, Nate. The couple first opened the Santa House in 1991 after transforming a 1920s cabin once located at Winona Park. Nate, who passed away in 1997, was also known for his dedication to the role of Santa and to the community. In 1999, the family relocated the cabin to its current site on 1001 John F. Kennedy Drive. Now 87, Mary Ida continues the mission she and Nate began, supported by family donations and community goodwill. The Santa House remains open through December 22nd, welcoming visitors weekdays 6 to 8:30 p.m. and weekends from 1 to 4 p.m. and 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. And Agra Valley Communications, Inc. has been announced as the lead naming sponsor for the new Community Ice Arena in Huron County, which will be known as Huron Ice Arena. The arena project, two decades in the making, is moving forward with a groundbreaking ceremony set for Thursday, December 18th. The facility will host local hockey, youth programs, open skates, and community events aimed at boosting recreation and local businesses activity year-round. Huron County Hockey Association President John Vader praised Agra Valley's donation, calling it a major investment in local youth and community growth. Updates on the project and fundraising efforts are available at HuronCountyHockey.com or through the HCHA Facebook page. And the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers school community proved they have holiday spirit, even if it's mean one green. A decorated Lakers school bus transformed into a giant Grinch rolled through the annual Elkton Lighted Christmas Parade over the weekend, becoming a festive favorite. The transformation, the classic yellow bus, was decked out in Grinch green, giving the school's unofficial color, Go Green, Go White, a humorous holiday spin. The creative concept was brought to life by dedicated volunteers, with students Tariana and Jaden credited for the main Grinch drawings. Christy and Carol were recognized for their efforts in decorating the vehicle, showcasing strong community and staff support for school events. The EPBP Lakers District is located in the Upper Thumb region of Michigan, serving the communities of Elkton, Pigeon, and Bayport. The school often emphasizes its sense of community and dedication to student involvement across various activities, from athletes to its highly competitive first robotics team, the Laker Dreadnoughts. The Grinch bus was a shining example of holiday fun and school pride, demonstrating that even a school bus can get into the festive spirit. When we come back after this Courtney Manor sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Looking for a high-quality long-term care or rehabilitation service for yourself or a loved one? Look no further than Courtney Manor and Bad Axe, your trusted partner in compassionate care. Hi, I'm Ashley Prill, the Director of Nursing. Here at Courtney Manor, we are dedicated to you. We offer personalized care plans tailored to meet your unique needs, ensuring a comfortable, supportive environment for each resident. Our team provides exceptional care in a safe, welcoming setting. Rest easy knowing your loved one is treated like a family at Courtney Manor and Bad Axe. Call us today, 989-269-9983. Our team can help with verifying insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about your care options. We also encourage you to visit us for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Courtney Manor is a Sienna Healthcare managed community, and we are truly all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And looking at our national news, public health officials in South Carolina report a rapidly growing measles outbreak, urging vaccinations and heightened surveillance as they track chains of transmission and warn that low immunization pockets could fuel further spread, adding strain to local health systems already managing routine seasonal respiratory illnesses. When we come back after this Franklin restaurant sponsor message, we'll get to our international news.
The Days Inn Franklin restaurant is newly remodeled, open, and ready for your holiday parties. Whether it's dinner for two or a party of hundreds, the Days Inn Franklin restaurant is here for you. Enjoy USDA certified organic beef for their mouthwatering burgers and USDA certified organic ribeye steak. That means no GMOs and no hormones. It's as close to farm to table that you can get.
When you come in for dinner on the weekend, kids 10 and under eat free when you purchase an entree or buffet for yourself. And with weekly specials and seasonal holiday events, you need to make sure you're following the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on Facebook.
And if you're a senior or veteran, enjoy a 10% discount every day of the week.
Want high-quality food without the wait? Order from the Franklin Restaurant on DoorDash and get it delivered.
That's the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant, located at 1070 East Huron Ave on the east end of Bad Axe, right across from Self Serve Lumber and Ossentoski Farm Equipment.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our international news, Eurovision 2024 winner Nemo has said they will return their trophy in protest over Israel's continued participation in the contest, arguing that the current situation conflicts with the event's stated values, a move that has reignited debate over whether cultural showcases should remain separate from international political disputes. When we come back after this AVS broadband sponsor message, we'll get to our obituaries.
AVS Broadband believes better internet starts with better support. That's why we're excited to announce that AVS Broadband is now offering 24-hour customer service 7 days a week. Real customer service. No bots, no AI, just real people ready to help whenever you need it. Whether you're working from home, streaming your favorite shows, gaming, or helping your kids with homework, AVS Broadband gives you the speed and reliability to do it all with ease. As your local internet provider, AVS Broadband is proud to offer straightforward pricing with no hidden fees or tricky introductory rates. What you see is what you pay. No surprises. AVS Broadband is part of our community and is here to make sure you stay connected with better internet and quality customer service when you need it. To see what plans are available in your area, go to avsbroadband.com/internet or call their helpful sales team at 888-282-4932.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and we have one obituary to report for this hour. Eugene Enoch Grifka, 90 years old of Bad Axe, passed away on December 11, 2025, surrounded by his loving family. He was born in Dyer, Michigan on November 20, 1935. Eugene honorably served our country in the U.S. Army from 1953 to 1955. Massive burial will be on Tuesday, December 16, 2025 at 11 a.m. at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church in Bad Axe. Visitation will be Tuesday, December 16, 2025 from 10 a.m. until a time of service at St. Hubert Parish Sacred Heart Catholic Church, with burial to follow at Sacred Heart Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials in Eugene's name may be offered to Knights of Columbus of Bad Axe, and condolences may be shared with the family at McAlpineFuneralHome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Courtney Manor's professional caring staff. They're committed to offering the highest quality of care to their residents. Courtney Manor of Bad Axe, where neighbors care for neighbors. And by the Days Inn Franklin Restaurant on the east end of Bad Axe, newly remodeled and now booking holiday parties for groups of two or up to 200. Call 989-269-9951 to book yours today. And by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region, switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business. And we got